This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, the loyal audience of IRB English Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Back to Reality. In the realm of truth, we have two very dear guests. Now I want them to introduce themselves to you. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Muzaffar Haider from the UK, and I'm studying in the holy city of Qom, alhamdulillah.
Such a pleasure to be with you. So you're studying religion?
Yeah, I'm studying in the Hawza.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm Sadiqa from the UK as well. And I'm studying in Qom as well, in the Sisters Hawza. And my field of study is Fiqh and Usul. Fiqh and Usul is basically the principles of jurisprudence.
Very great. Maybe it has happened to us many times, or at least we have seen that in different groups. As we were students, we saw that at school. And also as we grew up, we saw that at universities. When we are in a group and there is a person who is weaker than the others, or he is a stranger, he's a newcomer, he is an easy target. He or she is an easy target. They are easier to be excluded from the group. They're easier to be pointing at them like, you are the one who is to be blamed, and something like that. What are the reasons for that? Why do we feel like that when we are in a group, or when we are even in the families? That might happen as well. There are always, I have seen at least in some families, that there are children who are easier than the others to be blamed. The others do the wrong things, and the younger one is going to be blamed for what the elder one did, or the vice versa. What are the reasons behind that? Why such thing exists in human beings?
Human beings are a scary creation, to be honest. A very weak creation of Allah, initially at least. And we're always looking for a scapegoat. Human beings, and this is a behavior pattern.
Exactly, a scapegoat.
You can see it in family circles. You can see it in schools. You know, when bullying takes place, nobody stands up for the one who's being bullied. You can also see it on the governmental level, right? When governments turn into dictatorships and they start to persecute a certain minority group.
Exactly.
It's happened throughout history, and this is the way that we are, right? Allah has created mankind, la'ifa, weak, that's what we are. And this is one of those signs of that weakness. When human beings are at the mature state of their intellect and their spirituality, you'll see this behavior more and more. And it's very, very similar to that of the animals. Animals will, you know, that common phrase, the runt of the litter, you know, even if there are brothers and sisters.
The weaker has to be killed.
The weaker one will often be like excluded, pushed aside.
It's going to be hunted.
It's going to be just removed by the farmer, actually, and probably killed or something.
Exactly.
It's a really sad reality.
They're not going to leave so long.
When we advance in our intellect and in our spiritual state, this becomes less and less predominant in us until we reach a stage where we actually come to the defense of those weaker fragments of society. You know the famous hadith of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where he says, truth is with the oppressed. It's an allusion to the idea that when you see a certain weak element of the society being abused and oppressed, you're supposed to see that truth is with them and stand up for those oppressed ones.
Exactly.
This is where the greater intellect takes us.
Exactly.
On a side note, if I may interject, we are a weak creation. Allah has created us, but He has not created us to oppress. It is within our innate nature, our divine innate nature, to not oppress. You can see that even in children. For those who have very young children at home, if they see someone crying, the first action is to go and calm the person down to appease them.
Yes,
to try and make them calmer,
pacify them.
Yes, children are the best example of how our divine innate nature works, because they don't have any prejudices within them. They don't have any racism within them for them to showcase it to others. So, for those who have young children, will often find that the children have this nature of being kind, and a lot of the oppression that we do, a lot of the oppression that we showcase outside, is what we learn from our environment, mm-hmm. what we learn by looking at other communities. And even when it comes down to survival of the fittest, right, as mm-hmm. Brother Muzaffar exactly. mentioned, it is more about looking out for ourselves. It's more about taking care of our own selves, our own interests, mm-hmm. rather than understanding that the person opposite us is a human being just like us.
And also, there is another fact which is which should not be denied, politically speaking, we could say, that there is an agenda. There are some minorities that are being introduced in a way that they have to be always blamed. They are the ones who are the guilty. Every time there is a story, they try to show that that minority is the guilty. Being it's black, being that minority being black or Muslim or whatever, you know what I mean?
It's not only on a political level, it's on all levels.
Exactly,
even within
yes.
our communities, if you see, it's unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate that the black community has been largely blamed for a lot of issues that we have. And it comes down to the fact that we see ourselves against us or versus them. It's us versus them. We don't see ourselves as one ummah. We don't see mm-hmm. ourselves as one community who's like one body that we help each other progress in our daily lives.
Exactly.
It always comes down to what my interests are, what benefits me, and how can I go ahead in life, even if it's at the cost of trampling over another person.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Brother, tell us, how should we react in those situations when there is a minority that is being blamed or that is being oppressed? How should we react?
Well, I have a very simple code for that, and that is to come to their defense. Right. When
mm-hmm,
you see somebody being oppressed,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter who it is. If that minority group or that individual is being hurt in some way by the rest of the group, that person needs to be defended.
Exactly.
That is not the place for you to sit on the fence. That's not the place for you to save your own skin. They, as they say, you know, evil things happen because the good do nothing.
Exactly.
Right? Bad things
that
only
is very
happen
true.
Because the good do nothing. And, you know, this is a pattern that we see throughout history and in the history of the Ahlul Bayt as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, had to go door to door throughout the city asking people to support Imam Ali alayhi salam? Why?
And also we have Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who has been left alone in the field of Karbala.
Why did that happen? It's because of this mentality, you know.
But people usually are scared of telling the truth. People are usually scared of going with the oppressed person.
Yeah, and that shows a lack of iman, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran says explicitly, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ. It is only and only shaitan that makes you afraid of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're supposed to recognize that and fear none but
Allah.
Allah.
Of course.
Only Allah is supposed to be feared. He's the only one worthy of being feared. But this is really what it's about. We have to
yes,
train ourselves.
That is very true.
Can I follow up on his point?
Yes, yes, sister. Tell
a lot
us.
Of the times when we come into the defense of the oppressed, we have to recognize the environment we are in
mm-hmm.
and then support the oppressed in that manner. Sometimes our actions might actually lead to the oppression being worsened
yes,
on them.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not, we cannot use one plan across every level of oppression or across every type of oppression.
It must be done intellectually.
It must be done. In some cases, we need diplomacy.
Exactly.
In some cases, we need levels higher than diplomacy, like lobbying governments.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on every situation. Recognizing what is needed is another issue. If we recognize how to help the oppressed, then we can help them in the way that they need, that would remove the oppression, not worsen it on them.
Exactly, not make the situation even worse
yes.
here. We have to work one by one, you know? We have to be all together. If we're going to help an oppressed person or an oppressed minority, we have to be all together. There's no way that I say, okay, for example, in a small example, I would say, in a school, there is a child being bullied by others. There must be other students who work together for that one person. Only one person is not going to make a difference, you know? If I am going to understand that, okay, somebody has been oppressed, And I myself, staying on my foot and saying, okay, this one is oppressed, as you said, the situation is going to get tougher because only one person, two person, they're not going to make a change. There must be a community to help you.
I have to jump in here because this is the mentality that actually led to the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, mm-hmm. where people say, well, there's no point in me helping, mm-hmm. right? He was left with 72.
No, what I meant is that we must create a group.
Yeah, sometimes you have to create a group.
Sometimes, you should have an army.
Yeah, sometimes, as the sister said, you need to create lobbying. Mm-hmm. There's lots of modes and methods that you can go about it. Mm-hmm. Even the riwayat tell us, you know, sometimes, you, no matter what the case is, you have to stand up against oppression. If you can do it through action, do it through action. If you can't do that, then do it through your voice. If you can't do it through your voice, then at least, at the very least, do dua. Right?
Exactly.
That's when you're
pray.
Completely helpless. But the bottom line is that standing up against the oppressed has to take place. Even if it's in your own family and you're afraid that if I get involved now, these people won't like me as much.
The situation is going to get tougher and tougher.
Yeah, but nobody
if
said...
If I step in.
Nobody said that if the situation gets tougher, you shouldn't do it.
Yes, that's a thing that must happen.
It's going to happen. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. The situation is going to get tougher for you and maybe for your family, maybe for others around you.
Exactly.
If you step in, that does not absolve you mm-hmm. from the duty of stepping in. You still have to do it.
So right now, let's go for a little break and we'll be back after just a short interval. Thank you for listening, guys.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
As you said, it's not fair to say that because it is going to lead into some disturbance, I'm going to leave, stay silent and leave the situation. We have to stay for it and speak up.
Ahsan, right, sister, there are Muslims, unfortunately, who abstain from speaking out or from doing whatever, you know, whatever mm-hmm. the method of standing up for the oppressed is,
yes.
out of fear of what will happen,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, it might cause this disturbance, it might create this problem. It doesn't matter. We're supposed to do it regardless.
Yes.
But we're supposed to do it in the correct way.
Exactly. That is what I'm saying. Intellectually, we have to use our intellect. We should be clever in doing that as
yes.
well.
An example would be a child. If a child is being bullied versus a child who's going through child abuse in the home, we would adopt different measures to help the child.
Mm-hmm.
If it's bullying in the schools, we will involve the parents. But if it's child abuse at home, we're not going to be involving the parents. They're the ones undertaking the abuse.
Exactly.
Here you would involve a third party. So the way we go about is very important in
that
removing
is
the
very
oppression.
Important. We must use diplomacy, as you said. Sometimes you have to be very careful about the way we're going to speak up about that oppressed person and minority. So we were discussing the fact that in many situations, there are some minorities that are being bullied or oppressed, and we understood that we have to speak up. We shouldn't stay silent because we're afraid of the consequences. Always there is a way to get out of it, and always there's a way to find a method that could help the person who's been oppressed. So just be brave and speak up. So thank you for listening to us. This was all the time that we got for today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة again, let us see daylight again, once again, let's become whole again, proud again. again, 'cause I swear with firm belief in our hearts we can bring back the glory of our past. My Ummah, he'll say, Rasulullah, on that day, even though we've strayed from him and his way. Look at where we were, look at where we are, tell me, is this how he'd wanted to be? Oh no, let's bring back our glory.